is here. It's Chevy Truck Month, and you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Custom with trade-in of your eligible vehicle. Plus, purchase any vehicle and get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. So come see us at Longbond Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longbondauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer. Tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
KVOA News Time 8:24. Newsmaker two-time today, Ken Hansen joins us as we get set for the Flint Hills Optimist All-Star Basketball Classic activities this week.
Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing wonderfully so far. So obviously this is an exciting week, but just how exciting is it for you and the other Optimists?
We're ready to get it done. We're excited because this is a fun thing, you know, the banquet on Wednesday night and then followed by the games on Saturday. It's also a fun time to see the kids having a great time out there on the basketball court.
Well, and you do bring in area high school basketball seniors, both boys and girls. So tell us how the process works as far as getting invited to participate, Ken.
Well, we have the coaches submit. We actually work with about 20-some high schools around the area, and the coaches submit the seniors that they feel that are worthy in being in the All-Star game. And then we have a selection committee that meets and selects the teams and puts them together. Sometimes we get it right, where the teams are very games are very competitive. Sometimes you go, how'd we do that?
Our main goal
is for these kids to have a good time.
Speaking of, you know, kind of the nomination process here from the coaches, do you wind up getting any reactions from the coaches and the players, you know, once they are indeed announced here as, or at least requested as being selected here for the games itself?
Yeah, a lot of them are thrilled. They also know that this may be the last time that they play a game on a big court in a big arena. And so a lot of them are just thrilled for the opportunity to play in this game. Some kids, you know that they're overmatched in the game, but they have a good time.
Let's talk about the banquet coming up on Wednesday. Is that up on the campus of ESU, Ken?
It is, and our speaker this year is going to be the head men's basketball coach for ESU, Tom Billiter.
Outstanding. Has he told you what message he's bringing?
No, we've been told he has lots of stories.
No problems there, I don't think. No problems there.
If our past interviews are any indication, he can go for a while. There's no way around
it.
Well,
and you know, we also go back to Coach Slaymaker. If it wasn't for Coach Slaymaker starting this event literally 40 or 50 years ago, it wouldn't be around today.
Well, speaking of the banquet here too, Ken, because, you know, we focus on the basketball games, and they'll be on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE.com Saturday evening. But talk about, you know, the banquet and some of those other activities that lead up to the game themselves and really kind of the camaraderie that develops here amongst the team members this week.
Yeah, because we like to sit, first of all, the way we organize the seating there at the banquet, we have them sit with kids maybe they haven't met before. We try to arrange, you know, so that way, like the kids from Emporia High aren't all sitting at the same table. You know, they may be sitting with a kid from Lebo, with a kid from Burlingame, you know, or a kid from West Franklin, and some like the Burlington kids. Or the Eureka kids, a lot of them have never participated in any event with any of these kids. So it's a great way for them to meet some people and maybe develop a lifelong friendship.
All right, and then the big basketball game, White Auditorium. When do doors open Saturday night, Ken?
Around 5 o'clock, because we do start our three-point shooting contest at 5 o'clock. So we usually ask people, you know, sometimes we open the gates at 4:45. The cost is $10 per person. And if you bring a child that's 5 years and under, they get in free.
Good deal. Ken, what is traditional for folks that are attending their first Optimist All-Star event here this weekend? What is traditional here about the game itself? And is there anything new this year about the format or the setup here that players and even fans have to kind of keep in mind?
Well, we use college timing rules. So we go with the college men's rules of a 20-minute half. And we also do a shot clock, which nowadays is starting to become a little bit more familiar because some of the kids have had that in high school this year. And we also have a different rule. We play make it, take it. So in the second half, or at the end of each half, if the team is behind, scores within the last 2 minutes of the half, they get to take the ball out of bounds.
Yeah, that can lead to some excitement.
Yes, it can.
And it has in the past. So who are your coaches this year?
Our coaches are Michelle Stevie Corpening and Macy Smith on the girls, and Dylan Farr and Eric Porter on the boys.
Good
All
deal.
Former participants in this game.
How important is it to have that connection, Ken, when it comes to the games themselves and, you know, the energy that past participants bring to the current lineup?
It is, because they can tell them stories. They can tell them how much fun they had when they were in the game. They can, and sometimes the competitiveness gets going pretty good, too, between the games, because I think after the last 2 years, I think Eric Porter and Dylan Farr are 1-1, and I think the rewards were last year we have to have a rematch.
Outstanding.
Okay. And a rematch they'll have. Okay.
Outstanding. Well, Ken, again, set us up here for what's going to be taking place here this week, starting with the banquet and then getting us into Saturday.
The banquet is at 6:30 Wednesday night for the kids and parents, and some of them bring coaches and siblings to the game, and we'll have our feature speaker, Tom Bellader, the head basketball coach for ESU Men's Basketball, will be our speaker at the banquet. And then on Saturday, the kids will start getting there around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and they'll do some warm-ups, and they have some fun drills that we put them through, all for fun. And then at 5 o'clock will be the three-point shooting contest, with the girls' game starting at 6 and the boys' game at following that. And we also are going to have the Opie High Pep Band this year, again, as our providing the entertainment.
Okay, and they flat out bring it, so
they do.
That'll be exciting, and of course we'll have live coverage, live play by play on Country 101.7.
Yeah, I heard Chuck's going to be back doing the game.
Believe it or not, yes, I've been asked to kind of fill in for a few different scheduling matters, so it'll be nice to. And this is also good because, as far as I'm concerned, I don't have to do a whole lot of play-by-play. There's a lot of interviews that happen during the game once we get things rolling. So looking forward
Dylan
to that.
Dylan will be a busy man.
Dylan will be extremely busy. So, yeah, looking forward to the coverage Saturday night.
All right. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you later.
All right. Ken Hansen with the Flint Hills Optimist Club. And, of course, Ken is also part of our area high school play-by-play crew, football and basketball.
That's
but
right.
Ken has Optimist duties. So that's why Chuck is helping out.
Yep.
With the broadcast coming up on Saturday night.
Can't wait for it. Also, can't wait for tomorrow's 8 o'clock set of interviews, because we'll have our monthly Emporia Showcase with Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. That'll be at 8:20. And as Ron mentioned earlier this morning, we're looking ahead as well to Thursday night, because the Emporia Community Foundation has its special 30th anniversary celebration at the Granada Theater. So we'll give you the preview coming up tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning with Linda Kara-Schmidt. And speaking of the Optimist Club, boy, we let Ken go maybe just a minute too early. I was going to ask him about the Easter egg hunt. And
oh, yes.
I know.
I totally forgot about that. My brain was bouncing with the basketball.
Yeah, no kidding. So, well, we'll have an Optimist member on, because that will be taking place at Jones Park here. And we'll get a specific date on that coming up. But we're just, under a month away from Easter? So.
Yep.
I'm sure that event is just a couple of weeks out.
Agreed. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:33, 38 degrees. Good morning.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Second Lady Usha Vance announced on her social media page she's making a trip.